The following is a presentation of the
Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
Juneteenth.
Whatever the hell that is.
Okay, well, since our country is so fucking racially fucked up right now, I think that this is almost like a PSA when we talk about what are the days of the day, of the month, of the year, whatever it is. Juneteenth. And so if you're black, you probably know exactly what that means.
None of us are black.
But if you, yeah, but
I'm 1.8% according to 23andMe.
Okay. And her bestie is black, so she knows what this is.
I've always had a United Colors of Benetton.
Universe.
So I know what it is.
I loved Benetton back in the day.
Isn't that the thing, though, where they had the...
It was like all the different races. Yeah. So Juneteenth, although it sounds like a playful day, it really isn't. It is a simple, lighthearted term that sounds like a made-up holiday, right, Ed? But it is one of the most important days in the history of the United States,
okay,
representing the day that the last slaves in the country were set free. So all over the country, people celebrate the day.
I did not know that.
Quote, yeah,
I like to pride myself on weird stuff like that about the country, but okay.
Yeah.
I will no longer make fun of Juneteenth.
Yeah, so
free
with the quote,
free
air
with quotation
like
marks.
All the 2,000 little children that are, you know, it's making me sick, but like, what can you do? Like, I want to go adopt all these little kids and just be like,
your house isn't
house.
That big.
No, it's not that big, but like, I couldn't imagine. I was reading some of my friends that are parents. Like, neither one of you guys have kids, and I do. Not saying that you wouldn't be empathetic and understand.
No, I understand, but probably not to the degree of parents.
Right. Like, imagine somebody just taking your child and taking them somewhere else. And for the kid, too. I mean, even still, my kids are in their 20s, and every now and then they'll be like, Mom, can I lay down with you?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, like, sitting in a... in an old Walmart with 1,000 other kids,
in
like
a cage,
right,
in an old Walmart,
waiting for their mother. Like, the kids don't comprehend what's going on, and I think it's
disgusting.
We
have no photos or video from inside that Walmart either.
That guy went on
the one of the senator went down there. They wouldn't let him in.
Well, someone did a tour. I don't know if he worked for.
It could be very nice. You never know.
No,
it was a journalist. I know. I saw that. It was definitely a journalist.
Somehow he got in for like a tour of it. And that's how we're finding out what's going on. I mean, there's murals of Trump in there.
Well, the silly thing is it's a Democratic world. It's the Democrats. They should change the law.
There's no law.
No, there's no law. It's nuts. So
this is just him saying stuff enough times he thinks people are going to believe it.
Also, while we're on the subject, I tweeted this, but can I say I am appalled and annoyed and cannot believe that Sarah Huckabee asshole is 2 years younger than me?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She's that young?
That's what you're complaining about? That she's younger than you?
She looks about 15 years older, but yeah.
No, there was...
Like, she needs to go retire somewhere or something, because I thought she was, like, easily 50 years old.
Yeah, no.
Wait, that's this person, right?
Yep.
Yes, she's 2 years younger than me.
It made me laugh because I follow this lady on Facebook, and I've never met her. I hope I meet her someday because she's fucking amazing.
How do you, like...
Her name is Muffy Boulding, and...
Nice name.
Yes,
it sounds like someone you'd be obsessed
Muffy.
With.
You would love her.
Okay.
And so she had this on her Facebook.
Is she on Vanderpump? Because it's a very Vanderpump
name.
She's
older. She's from Fresno, I think, California. But she had this post, and it says, Sanders, being called a liar bothers me. And so...
Oh, yeah, that article's from couple of months ago.
Right, but then Dan Savage said, if being a cocksucker bothered me, Sarah, maybe I'd stop sucking cocks. And I was like, I love Dan Savage, and I just love Muffy.
I was
Muffy.
Telling Ed, this is a little different, but... My friend Shane is on the MTV challenge that's just airing.
Oh, fun.
So he's coming into town next week, and I haven't watched it. So I started watching it this morning. I was like just going through the episodes, And they said something about like the one guy being cute because they're with stars, another air quotes.
Okay. Because
it's like Casper, J-Lo's ex-boyfriend and stuff.
Ah, gotcha.
But there's a basketball player and he's pretty cute. And one of the girls says to Shane, like, hey, see, I would totally suck his dick. I'm like, really, Shane? That's the first thing you say? That was like the first episode. That's what I. Like,
but that's how we made the show. Now,
I guess, yeah.
Now, why I didn't make that.
He's
going to
put
it?
That on t-shirts.
Well, then they're like, hey, they had a football challenge. I don't watch football. I watch gay porn. Everything. I'm like, oh, he's the worst.
That sounds like fun.
So, yeah, he'll be here next week. We'll see what kind of shenanigans I'm getting into with that.
Bring him by the show.
Maybe I should.
You should. Bring him by.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. He's crazy.
Hello, fourth chair.
Like, you guys thought John was crazy. Shane might be.
I miss Excellent. John. I miss John. So today is also Cherry Tart Day and Martini Day. I think Ooh. Perhaps I might do a little pool time with a martini today.
Definitely.
Why not? What the fuck where else?
Are you really?
Cool.
So my sister has an in-ground pool. She's up in Huntley.
Oh.
Yeah. So she just got a new
my
liner.
My old neck of the woods.
Yeah.
All these pools are so far from me, and your pool is under construction.
Go look over the balcony. We're getting there.
I'm scared to look over your balcony.
I saw the pictures, but there was like a machine with a long power cord. And
it looked,
it looked like a sperm swimming in the pool. I just
Here's
saw
the
sperm.
Thing, though, once it's like done, you have to fill it.
Yeah.
Is it heated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't take that long. My sister had to get a new liner. And I always thought it was like super expensive to fill a pool. But she's like, no, it's like $300. The truck comes and dumps the water. And then she turned the heater on, and it was beautiful last Saturday. And then Sunday, it got really cold and rained. She's like, I got smoke coming out of my pool.
Like
it
a fog machine.
Yeah, because
there.
The water was so warm. But no, it really looks nice. It was a nice evening last night.
Yeah,
so
my cousin has a nice pool, but it's in Algonquin, which is about the
Again,
same
my
distance.
Old stomping
ground.
Yeah.
Oh, just come out. Then you can do pool hopping. Yeah. There's tons of pools out there.
And now my dad's even further. I have to go for Father's Day. He's getting a pool, but he hasn't yet. But he's right on a lake, so they have a boat.
Nice.
So I'm like, maybe.
But where does he live?
He was in Joliet. He bought a house in Morris, which is even fucking further.
Yeah. Oh, that's where Brian lives. Remember my buddy Brian?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Brian that had that, what was the car? Fairmont? No.
Oh, the Skylark?
Skylark. Yeah. That car was fast.
Yeah, but he was telling me, I guess on Memorial Day, they had like a big thing, and my brother was there with his wife Bye, and the Liz. Dog, and they went like on the boat and they were all swimming and I'm
oh,
like
really?
I was in Mexico so I can't be too jealous.
Oh, I would rather be in Mexico than swimming in an Illinois
so
lake.
Maybe tomorrow that's what I'll be doing, but like, yeah, it's just I need a pool, Ed.
You guys okay. just come by me. I have all the beaches and the boats and everything else.
That's
the jet
true.
Skis. I honestly, I'm a pool person over lakes or oceans. Even though I grew up swimming
I am
in lakes.
Too. I like
a I
pool.
Just, and I was like reading an article about the chain of lakes. So I'm not, thank God, my lake is deeper than most of the chain. People were saying the average depth of most of those lakes were like 5 and 6 feet. So they're like
condoms in there and stuff?
I remember when I was younger, we would all go water skiing, and I remember worms hitting my cousin in the face while he was water skiing because it's like one big mud hole out there. And on the weekends, it's insane. So my little lake is private.
Okay.
No problems.
We'll be there.
So we're going to go with 5 things that Samandy likes. I'm snapping. These are 5 things that Samandy
right
likes. Come on, Ed. I brought you beef jerky. Try a piece. That'll cheer you
really
up.
Smells really good. I can smell
my,
this.
My son and my
from
ex.
From the jerky outlet?
My ex-husband went to the jerky outlet, and they want bananas and spent $100 at the jerky outlet. So that's a little spicy. This one's prime rib.
I'll try the
yeah,
prime rib.
That one's prime rib. I mean, they don't smell as horrible as a bag of Jack Links.
I think jerky smells good.
Maybe I should eat more jerky. I got on the scale this morning. I'm like, I'm never eating again.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, it's hot, though.
I knew, yeah.
So 5 things that Samandy likes. So last week after the show, I went back to my mother's house and completed my taxes, which...
Are you so happy? Ed's been
they're
like...
They're done.
Goofy about your taxes, hasn't he?
Well, just he doesn't
Not
believe
me.
That I trust my mom to
oh,
help
right.
me with my taxes. So I think because I waited so long, this was the first time in my life I waited this long, I can't do direct deposit. I have to wait for a fucking check to come in the mail.
You're going
to
be waiting a while.
Oh, I'm not in a hurry for the money, but still.
This mild is pretty hot. How hot was the hot?
Well, I like hot things.
So for
that's
me,
that's why you like me and Samantha.
Yes.
You like hot crotch. Remember that?
I don't, personally, I don't think it's that hot. It's good. I mean, I'm still, yeah, there's still a, like a little tingle in my mouth.
I'm a baby.
Maybe that's a lot of black pepper or something. On the bag, it didn't say hot, though. It's Joey good. Split it up for you guys, and he wrote hot on the hot for you. Okay, so anyway, I went to my mom's house, and, you know, she's in her 70s, and she's not technologically advanced at all. And the whole time I'm there, she's talking to her phone, Google, asking Google all these questions. So then she goes, did you know that you have a second brain? And I'm like, oh boy, what's she smoking? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that I had a second brain. She goes, your second brain is in your butt. And I'm like, you're what? Nuts. And then she picks up her phone. Google, do I have a second brain in my butt? And sure enough, Google pulls up all of these articles about your second brain. So, Steph, I thought that you would appreciate this info because
I like
you pooping. Like pooping. Yeah. So and this is totally scientific. It is not made up. It was even in the Chicago Tribune that we have a second brain and it makes us that's what makes us poop. It's in our gut.
So it's like our the way that our gut functions,
yes,
would be like a brain, but it's not a second brain.
It's
what
not
we know a brain
correct
to be.
It doesn't look like the, you know, gray matter that
but
we
it also
have.
Like can't doesn't have a memory or anything.
So it's called right? the enteric nervous system. So there are all sorts of neurons that fire in our intestinal tract, similar to the neurons that fire in your brain to make things work.
We're talking about this why?
Because
it's what she likes.
I couldn't believe that my mom came up with something that actually was science based. Because this is her other thing that she told me, that the reason why Kim Jong-un met with Trump was because he wanted to build McDonald's in his country. And the only way he could do that was make peace with us to get McDonald's.
I have, in fact, heard that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
My mom didn't pull that out of her second brain.
Yes.
Okay. I thought my mom was nuts when she said that. I'm like, okay, so he wants a bunch of Big
She's
Macs.
Been talking to Google all day. You better start.
I don't. Yeah, she
her.
Like learned how to do Google. So if you're interested in this, go. You know, you can Google it, and it will come right up that you. That
and this is the number one thing that you like right now. Is
well,
knowing
I
that
just
you have a brain
I thought it was
butt.
Funny that it, I number one was just ridiculous shit that my mom comes up with. So she does come up with ridiculous shit. Number two, getting emails with a positive message. Like normally it's all garbage. So the other day I woke up from Credit Karma.
Oh.
And the subject line says, you're a baller, Samantha. And I'm like, what? I'm a baller. And then it says, congrats on your hard work. You're in the excellent credit club.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. So maybe I'll go buy a car today.
Even I'm not in the excellent credit
no.
club.
No.
What kind of car?
I've always been just skating with being just under 800. I'm a business owner. So,
so you mean mine's over 800
yeah,
now?
Probably.
Oh, I didn't even look
I
at it.
I think excellent is somewhere between 800 and 850. Yeah.
Sweet.
Let's
good. Go shopping.
I've been in the upper 790s for as long as I can remember.
I think what helps is being a homeowner with
well,
like
I'm a homeowner.
But with like zero
debt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a business owner, you
yeah.
have debt.
Yeah. Right. So so number three is Bumble swiping for celebrities. So do you think I should have swiped on Coolio the other day
That's
when
not
I was
Coolio.
Bumbling? I, you know
you're,
what?
I love the note that just popped up that says your iCloud storage is full.
Wait,
it's
it
always
totally
full.
Is.
Maybe you
Isn't
should get
it
on
Coolio?
That.
Like, it totally. It's
well, yeah,
Coolio.
It's somebody who used Coolio's picture.
I know.
He
think
just put
so.
A side by side to say he
I
looks like
did
Coolio.
A side by side because
oh.
I was like, is that really Coolio?
No, I don't think it really
you
is.
You don't think
him.
It is? I mean, I wouldn't have swiped on him anyway. I don't like those little pigtails, but.
Coolio got old.
He totally got old. But yeah, look at I do care. So, I mean, I keep looking for like Ryan Gosling or Ben Affleck. So
I think they're both booed up. Although I don't know. That doesn't really stop people from.
Oh, there's that one song, Booed Up. I hear that all the time. By the way, this morning, XM radio not working at all. So I got to figure that out.
In the, I mean,
in my
car or
I
mean,
in
at
car.
All.
Well,
just
I
get
don't
a new
know.
Car.
But everything else works. My CD player, the...
Get a new car and get one with Apple CarPlay. You won't need that.
It worked last night, my XM. This morning, we had a bad storm last night. And so I tried to reconnect the signal and it wouldn't work. So I'll figure it out. Okay, so number four, summer concerts. I went to not the big Blues Fest, but I did... Blues Fest in Bolingbrook last Saturday
all the way
night.
Down to Bolingbrook?
I did. I was all over the place last Saturday. I couldn't believe all the shit I did.
The amount of driving
far,
you do is always just blown my mind.
I get an oil change every 4 weeks because it's at least 4,000 miles.
I have to go to Oak Forest after this and I'm annoyed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not even that far.
You know what? I don't mind as long as I can talk on the phone or all, you know, like I don't mind. It's like a mini little office. I listen to music. I don't mind it. And then number five, babies. Not that I want to have another baby. I don't. But Betty had her baby.
Betty had her baby.
Oh, yeah.
Betty had her baby. So listeners that were wondering like the baby report, Betty had her baby really early, like 3 weeks early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she had the C-section long since planned. And, right.
You know why, though? They needed a Gemini in that family.
Yeah.
I almost sent her a text going, wow, now you can go to Kim's wedding.
Oh, that's true. Because she didn't want to go because it would be too close to her due date.
And it's Kim's wedding.
Yeah. But now she has a newborn, so yes. She can't.
Yeah. And I was going to go see her today after the show, but I had a coworker come back from Spain with some unknown fucking virus. And like, I don't know if it's just...
Oh, great.
No.
Is that what you're bringing here?
No, I'm not feeling...
Right. We should be wearing masks.
You need to tell us these things we let you come record with
us. I'm not feeling sick, but...
I don't care.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk
through
our
shirts, God.
No.
I am not feeling sick, but I didn't want to take the chance that if... You know what I mean? With the baby.
You got to get a new microphone.
Oh,
not even the cover.
You guys crack me up.
Unknown virus from another country?
She's on antibiotics. She's just coughing. you guys, now I brought the show down. You're like, she's dying. Okay, let me bring this show right back up.
No, let me do it.
Wake up early, pick up my screen. Could there be something I haven't seen? Plug in, connected and up to date. Feed me now, I can't be late. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Hold me ransom, I can get my fix. Out of touch, I just wanna cry. I just wanna die. Scream is blank, I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question why. Zombie status, I walk around. My empty stare fixed to the ground. China, Russia, who's to blame? Who's playing this sinister game? Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Hold me ransom, I can get my fix. Out of touch, I just wanna cry. Can't get in, I just wanna die. Scream is blank, I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question why. Just wanna cry. Can't get in, I just wanna die. Scream is blank, I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question why.
WannaCry's from Stockholm.
I am from Sweden, and isn't that weird? No, I'm sorry, that's Holland.
That song, I don't have a paper.
That was brought to us by
TweakedAudio.com.
Get headphones,
earbuds,
and accessories
from TweakedAudio.com.
Enter the discount code bitches at checkout.
For
33% off.
Worldwide shipping.
Lifetime warranty.
On everything you buy.
Wow.
TweakedAudio.
That was a... Go team.
I watched you guys, you know, like freaking out because you didn't have the thing. And I decided to let you go with it, see how well you
Listen,
did.
Listen, I'm
did okay.
old.
You did fine.
My memory is just not where it used to be.
Okay.
Put me on the spot.
You are not old.
I am.
Stop. Okay. Well, maybe because our memories are bad, we don't care anymore and we just want to go to Taco Bell and get a
rosé
slushy.
Frosé?
Yes.
Frosé all day.
I had one when we very classily went to TGI Fridays for Mother's Day.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
I like rosé.
Because they're only available in Newport Beach, California and on Dearborn here in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a
oh,
test
really?
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's here you go, California people.
Dearborn and what?
I don't know. Whatever. Where's
Taco
the Taco Bell?
The
on Dearborn?
Big Taco Bell, the new one. Like near the loop.
Are we going on a field trip when we're
I
done
didn't
recording?
I didn't know there was a new Taco Bell. Yeah, I'm down.
So California people, you get fucked in the ass because it's $7.99, but in Chicago, it's only $5.49 here.
Some people like getting that
fucked in the
done.
Ass. Yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe it feels good for some people. Not me, really. It hurts.
Fucked me in the ass because I love Jesus.
It hurts my brain. Yeah, so you can get your Doritos, Tacos Locos, or Locos Taco. I don't know what it is. And then you get your Frosé Slushy.
Nice.
Ed's going to be Ubering down to Taco
I
Bell today.
It's so weird. I haven't had Taco Bell in probably a decade, but when I go to Pulaski, Tennessee, there's not a lot there. There is a Taco Bell. And it's relatively new and it's clean. And so it's like right by the hotel. So I swing through the drive-thru and I get three original crunchy tacos. Done.
That's it?
That's all I need. That's all I
it?
Want.
Okay.
It's like 450 calories. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And it's just enough. I mean, that's really what Taco Bell had back when I was a kid.
Well,
right. I don't care about the chalupas and all the other stuff.
Oh, the things that looks like spaceships.
Yeah. My friend, you actually very briefly met my friend Lindsay, my quote-unquote protege.
Mm-hmm.
She has a thing for the chalupa. She got drunk and she's going through the drive-thru with her sister-in-law. And she goes, well, what do you want? She goes, I want chalupas. How many? All of them. And they had this argument. I want all the chalupas.
Apparently.
And she ate like 10 fucking chalupas.
Oh, my God. She was probably on the toilet the whole next day.
Wait, after like a Cubs game drunk, you've never gone to that Taco Bell?
Oh, no. Never.
What?
No.
That's like our go-to on the way
home. I always went
to
Sports Corner or something if I was staying in the neighborhood. Or usually I'm right on the red line.
Oh.
I don't know. You got to have Taco Bell a couple times a year at least.
Especially as drunk food. It's perfect.
My
it's
go-to
like
drunk food was always White Castle. Yeah, not...
I don't know. Taco Bell is just late night. That's what I dig. I do two original crunchy tacos and a
Well, yeah, because when we were kids that would, finally, had the freedom and our driver's licenses, they were the only fast food that was open past 10 o'clock.
Can I tell you who the
Back
celebrity
in the,
I ran
80s,
into
90s.
At Taco Bell when I was younger? Walter Payton.
Really?
I would run into him at Taco Bell
sure,
all
used to live
the
in
fucking
yeah,
time.
Didn't live too far
all
from
the
this.
Time. Yeah. But back in the day, you could order what was called an enchirito at Taco Bell. Do you remember that? You can
was
still
on a round, like a tostada or something.
Well, no,
or?
It was almost looked like an enchilada, but it was a little different. You can still order like the old school menu items, and they'll make it for you. It's just
well, I mean,
not
everything's just a variation of the way
right.
it's built.
No,
I was so picky when I was younger. I didn't like tacos.
Oh, really?
I was so stupid. Yeah. I didn't think I liked them.
Oh, Taco
and we
Bell.
Would walk up to Taco Bell. It was like two blocks from the house I grew up in, like the neighborhood kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I could like have $2.50 and change and get nachos. So it was just the chips with the cheese and cinnamon twists.
Love.
And that was like my lunch and I loved it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
for years I didn't eat tacos because I didn't think I liked them. And now
oh,
I'm like,
look at
I
what you were
out.
Missing out. Yeah.
I know.
Especially
stupid.
Back in the day, I had like one of my coworkers, he was a newlywed and he would bring like the microwavable burritos. Like all of his lunches were really budget lunches. He loved whatever day of the week it was where they were 29 or 39 cent tacos. He would go bananas over at Taco Bell like because it was 29 cents for a taco.
Okay.
Yeah, they should bring that back. They did have free tacos, though, I think, was it if the Golden State Warriors won or something? They did a free...
Yeah, everybody gets free tacos.
Yeah, they got a free taco.
In California?
all over the whole country. Yeah.
Why did I not know about this?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It was all over Twitter. I know you're a tweeter.
Yeah, I love. Twitter's my fave.
A twatterer. So, Ed, if you would not like a frosé slushy, perhaps you might like vagina-flavored beer.
No. No. What? I mean, I love eating pussy, but... I'm not drinking beer made with vagina yeast. I'm just not doing it.
It's a very good looking hot Czech woman.
I'm sure she is.
They took her vaginal lactic acid bacteria from her vagina, obviously.
No, thank you.
And
I don't know what's happening, but I feel like I'm gonna throw up on this. Like, yeah. No, for real.
I would drink beer made from my own bacteria, but not someone else's.
So many cards in the world.
You could have a whole filled with vagina beer.
What else you got? Let's just move on. We don't need to know any more about that.
It's really not taking off, though, by the way.
Oh, shocking.
So, just saying. Okay, let's go to our dating questions again. Where do we leave
where
off?
Where are we?
I think we got to 16 last week.
You ready?
First
date
questions.
Your pen and paper, Ed.
Did we do that? Do you collect anything?
No.
I don't remember.
Oh, we didn't ask that question. We did. Who you live with? Are you close to your family? Is there anything you don't eat? Do you smoke, drink, or do drugs? Okay. So do you collect anything? That is a good question. Well, I collect dragonflies.
Gay men.
No, I've dated guys or talked to guys, at least, that like would collect ridiculous like cars. Like one guy spent like... a bazillion dollars on his car. Yeah. Like cars. Ed, you don't collect anything?
I really don't, no.
Golf tees, corks?
Nope.
No?
He digitally collects things.
Are you a digital collector?
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, like, you don't have the physical things here, but, like, on your computer, you have, like, a good collection of movies and... Like,
well, yes.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not here.
Digital video collection.
You have sports memorabilia stuff.
Yeah, but it's not stuff I really collect.
I don't know. I think you do collect
a bit. I used to love Snoopy when I was younger and the Peanuts. Aww. So I still have a lot of that stuff just because, I don't know, I don't want to get rid of it. Yeah. But
well, I consider...
I still collect, I
always think of what it is you're talking about, like people who are my Hello Kitty obsessed and they have Hello Kitty stuff like all over the place.
Have you dated a Hello Kitty collector?
Yeah.
I have.
Did she have a Hello Kitty vibrator?
I don't think she did.
I think they make them.
Or, you know, Bill Leff... Who's on WGN in Chicago with Wendy Snyder. He is a toy collector. He has an entire room of his house just of old vintage toys.
Really? See, to me, that's cool.
Unopened.
I mean, not played.
I mean, just...
Mm-hmm. I know someone...
You go in there, it looks like a store. But, you know, just like there's only one of everything.
A crazy game collection, and I love that. I love games.
It's a red flag. People, just so you know.
What, the toys?
Yeah, well, the collecting.
Collecting in general, to you, it's a red flag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're using it as like a hobby too, I don't think it's that.
See, I accidentally collected. I didn't collect anything until my dad passed away. And then I started seeing dragonflies everywhere. My friend's mom, who's an Ojibwa Indian, she's like, oh, that's your spirit animal. And I'm like, oh, yatta, hey, okay. And so, so it's like everywhere I go. In fact, yesterday I was in the pool with my son and my niece, and this dragonfly just kept buzzing us. It like wouldn't get out of our space. Like I thought we were going to smash it. So I'll wear like dragonfly jewelry. People buy me stuff like T-shirts or whatever. They see dragonflies, they think of me, which is cool. So it was like kind of an unintentional collecting.
One of my cousins growing up collected clowns. And I could never sleep in her fucking bedroom.
I dated a girl once who was terrified of clowns.
Really? I don't like clowns. They're creepy.
You know her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The same one? No. Is it Chris?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could imagine that, Chris. Chris is I don't know. She's got a great personality, but she is very, like, eccentric. I guess that's a good word, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, so next question. How do you feel about... blank. So it's got to be something you're really passionate about. So like you would have said to Chris, how do you feel about clowns? And she would have run screaming out
of
the room.
But that's not something Ed's passionate
about.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I was like, don't tell me you dress as a clown sometimes.
No,
like,
I really don't.
I used to ask this question quite a bit until I just figured out I get disappointed every time. So I really don't ask the question, but I would say like, how do you feel about music? Or like, what's your favorite genre? And I was always disappointed that they're like 80s hair bands or country music. And I'm like, oh, we are
not a match. I think that's
a
tough one because I really don't think anyone... There's music is so
vast.
Yeah, and, there's no way that you could be like, I hate this type of music, because I guarantee there's a song that you...
Well, I don't hate country and I don't hate 80s hair band, but if that's... But even what them
calling those out, I feel like that's still not probably all that they like, you know? Like, they're probably...
I'm sure they probably appreciate everything, but when that's the first thing that comes out of their mouths, like, instead of like, oh, I like alternative, or I like indie, or EDM, or like, it could be anything other than those two things.
I used to always ask about the Bears, the Chicago Bears.
Until just, you dated the Green Bay Packers person.
Well, the first date, he was from Green Bay. That was terrible. And then I did date a Green Bay Packer fan, too. God. But now I don't really care that much about football. Because
the Bears suck.
But I do ask, like, how do you feel about Justin Timberlake? Like, if you're a hater, just to be a hater, I'm not down.
Oh, yeah. I listened to this whole song the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, I was jamming. Another question. Have you seen any good movies or TV shows lately? Which I think that's a great question to ask to really.
Season 2 of Goliath just released on Amazon Prime.
Oh, really? I'm going to have to watch that.
I'm going to have to binge that this
weekend. What's Goliath?
It's a Billy Bob Thornton vehicle. He's plays an attorney.
I like Billy Bob.
It's really good.
I should watch it.
Yeah.
I finally caught up. I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning, watching The Handmaid's Tale. I was like 4 episodes behind.
You had some good dreams, huh?
I didn't see the bomb exploding, so spoiler alert, because I had turned it off right before the ending. So
remember, she kept telling me, I'm caught up. And I'm like, well...
You've got to watch those. And the TV today, you've got to watch right to the end. They usually stick a twist in right at the end.
Especially that show.
Because I started rewatching that episode. I'm like, I've seen all this. And like the last couple minutes, I'm like, oh, I must have fallen asleep and turned it off because I don't remember this part. So
yeah, it's getting good. But I think there's only a couple episodes left now.
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's when it gets really good. And you're like, fuck, I got to wait like a year.
Yeah, because she's staying there and she's like, I probably should be whatever, happy, blah, blah, blah. But fuck that. And then it ends. I'm like, what? Keep going. Yeah. So, so I stayed up really late watching that. And then...
Have you seen any movies? I need to see a movie.
No, I'm going to go because it's going to be so hot. Like with the heat index, it's going to be like 104, 105. And tomorrow's Father's Day. I don't have anything to do. So I think I'm probably going to spend the day at the movie theater tomorrow. Yeah. Like and catch up. I haven't seen Solo.
I haven't seen Infinity Wars.
I haven't seen any of these movies. Well,
Infinity Wars is in my collection because it's already been released.
Really? I can lay on the couch and watch that?
I mean, I bought that the weekend it came out. So
When does Solo come out? Then I don't have to go to the movies for
The Avengers movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Already out.
All right. I can watch that then, too.
I mean, the second those things are available digitally, I buy them.
How is it available already?
It's still in the theaters in some places.
Second tier theaters.
Oh. Huh. No, it was at the drive-in last weekend.
Okay, that's a second tier theater.
That might even be lower. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to the drive-in, although I'm going to have to run my car the whole time for the air conditioning. Because it's
nice. Don't do that.
No.
Especially gas right now.
Have you been in any good restaurants lately? That's a really good question, too. No,
but our PR department company in our company, they work with a lot of restaurants, and Urban Belly brought in all this food the other day, and oh my God.
Where's that?
I don't know if it's West Loop.
It's called Urban Belly.
Urban Belly.
Look it up. We don't get needed to
I need
it
to
right
go
now.
There. Well, I want to know, Ed, see what you've done.
While you're looking it up, I guess there's only two more questions left, so we'll finish this up. What are your thoughts about the upcoming election or, you know, the previous election? Although I don't agree with this.
I don't know if you want to get into political.
Yeah, no, I really don't.
It's Wicker Park and that shit show of an intersection. So maybe I will just take it when they bring it into work.
Can't you call like Uber Eats?
Milwaukee, Damon, and North Avenue? Yeah. That is a shit show of an intersection.
And then the final question here, I think, is the most obvious question. Are you dating anyone else at the moment?
Yeah, that should have been the first question.
Yeah, because in today's day and age with all the online dating, somebody could be like chatting with
people. That's the thing I have the biggest problem with
is
that somebody might be chatting with
and because I don't if there's somebody I want to go out with and it actually happens, we go out. I don't pursue anything else until I know one way or another.
I get that,
happen,
but I also think
I know that's not the way it works typically in this day and age. But that's just me.
I have to think like I wouldn't expect someone to get mad or like feel like I owe them something and shouldn't be talking to anyone else. I don't like the apps, no, though. I hate apps. Yeah. I hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if I am talking to someone else, if we haven't established that rule, I wouldn't want that person getting all mad at me because you haven't like.
Well, no, and
rule.
I actually explained it to. Yeah.
So I, as much as it may bother me that they're talking to someone else, mm-hmm. I put myself in their shoes. You
isn't
know what
there,
I mean?
Yeah. Isn't there a new app out?
There's an app that you should be using.
Okay. I hate that fucking app. So I don't want, like, that's the last thing
Bumble's
I want to do.
Bumble's the only thing I have.
There.
I don't do anything else, but I still
well,
have never met anybody.
I don't know. Even I'm a little squeamish on
Wait,
signing up for this one.
It?
So it's the Tinder for threesomes.
Oh, my God.
It's called Field.
Of course it is.
F-E-E-L-D. But the thing is they're
Field.
Saying it's not.
Sounds like more than three.
Well, it used to be called 3NDREER, like Thrinder, like Tinder, but for three. That, yeah.
Bunch
I'm glad
of guys
they
getting baked
it.
In a back room coming up with these names.
I bet it's very gay. Well, I know like a gay couple that was only using Tinder for.
Oh, really?
Threesomes.
They're saying that it is more mainstream and it's for not only people that are monogamous, it's for everybody. So it's for open relationships. It's for gay relationships. You can be single. You can be a couple. You can be a threesome looking for more, which I think is really cool because Tinder doesn't really ask you. It just says, I'm a woman looking for men. You know, it doesn't really ask you, like, I'm a woman looking for polyamorous people. So this one gets more into it. It has 18 different sexual identifications Jesus. To choose from. So
why do you think Ed should be on there? He doesn't even like want
be
one
on
random
there.
Girl.
I don't
He's
know because
two.
It's not only for like straight people, but it's for everybody. Like maybe there'll be more of a variety of people, more open minded. I don't know. It's worth a try.
Are you on
not.
It?
No, Ed. What? Am I on it? No, I just found out about this the other day. I mean, it's 74% heterosexual. So it's not like, you know.
Years
yeah.
ago on OkCupid, I got a message. I have it saved somewhere. And it was all this, like, we're two best friends and roommates, and we want one girl. And we have different interests in women, but you are a perfect mix of a woman. And, like, you know, we want you to be our girlfriend, but it would
so
be two people.
Two guys were trying to get this one woman between them.
Yes. Okay. Me, though. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I remember I had that message from the father and the stepson.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to go right. there.
Some regional director cast fat shadows on the floor. My name's forced through your teeth as if we'd never met before. You want either tears or tales before I'm tumbled through the door to take my place. The charge was barely worth the Gruppenführer getting dressed, but he pounced upon the chance to squeeze a trapped man into less. Now no one's going anywhere till I've curtsy kissed the crest and closed the case. And no more shall we share a crate, cause the wives just ordered private plates. The flies to Cuba don't pay for themselves. Accept their terms, they've got you by the balls. He who is rewarded will be he who gladly crawls and shines a shoe. Showmen should remember that we names don't forget. Proof of misdemeanors holds the middleman in debt. So if you stand on shoulders, heed their will lest you be met by less of you. No more shall we share a grave. Profit weight, no man, he contemplates morality as well. No more shall we share a crate, cause nothing has worth or weight. Being the one with whom the book begins to slow.
get the cash in hand we took while wearing company brand. His sister's pond, her brother's drive installed outside of 9 to 5. A curious time we bought to kill. Rather than put faith in pills, took a van to France for 6 and booze, and overnight felt good as new. Eddie blew a combine piss in answer to the MD dissing. Laughter found in shitty tasks. After that he brought a flask. The shifts that never seemed to start. The big decisions made with darts. Spawned all hands, all the harness, I've a spine that spills the cards.
Del Scott Miller and the Ballad.
I've known Del Scott Miller, like virtually known him, for what, 12 years? Since MySpace days. Wow. Like, it's been a long time.
That's
so.
A good, I like three names sometimes. That's a good three name.
Yeah, and he's a cutie. So much fun. So if you go on, you can find him on Facebook. You can, I think probably like Bandcamp. I don't know. Just Google him online. One of his very first songs, that's how I found him. I think it was on Elbow's page on MySpace. You probably don't even know who Elbow is. But it was called, I think, Anthony's Brother or something. But it was more, I don't know, more alternative. So he's very talented and all. He even does guitar lessons. I want to say you could do them, like, online with him. Like, what's that called when you're FaceTime?
Video like conference.
Yeah, he does. He does guitar lessons. So
Skype.
So Del found us because we know each other, but he had to go to radiomisfits.com to submit his music. So he clicked on the tab that says submit music, and he sent us some songs off of his new CD. And then, of course, I got my own CD from him in the mail, which was really nice. So radiomisfits.com. You can find us on Facebook if you haven't already at We Dish It. You can call us at 312-508-3552. Don't worry that there's going to be somebody answering the phone. Just go straight into voicemail. So
we
please
have any calls?
Feel free. Do
I
we have any?
This week.
Check.
Give me a moment.
Okay. We'll also talk about the fact that we're on Twitter at Dishing Bitches. You can send us fun pictures, comments. What was your favorite quote from the show? There's always one. Like, I go back through and I listen. A lot of times it'll be something like Steph will say. It'll be under your breath.
No,
like,
yeah, I just kind of
a passing comment. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's fucking hilarious. How did I not hear
that?
I
was actually, that's funny, because yesterday I was kicking off a project with like our assistant creative director. So he's like a better art designer. So I didn't need to really go in depth on everything. But And I didn't realize as I was like talking through it, he was like, can I just say my favorite thing of kicking off a project with you is all the asides you have of like the shady comments. Cause I'd be like, and of course, he didn't read the brief. So we had to go back and forth on the copy for 3 days. So now we're behind. But here it is. And like I just kept throwing in those little.
No,
I was like, am I that shady?
No, you're fun. So I listen back to the show every time, which, by the way, it's a good thing that Ed edits it every now and then, because last week you were such a motherfucker when we started the show, and I listen. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden it's all disappeared.
What do you think? All that stuff was
it's
actually going to make the
show? All disappeared. Yeah, I talked about Max Headroom. I wanted it in the show.
Oh, that's why he was just like, move on. It's not going to happen anyway.
But it was funny. So if you listened to our last show and you were wondering why we all had those shady comments for the rest of the show, like, yeah, Ed, you should be nice.
He cut out the part where he was a real dick.
So maybe one day we'll release all of the bad parts that Ed cuts out to make himself look good.
Those are somewhere in the ether. They're not saved.
We're going to have to like give him some like sodium pentothal or whatever.
Best part about having final edit control.
Be like, what's your password? And then we'll make our own damn show full of Ed being bad. Okay, so I have some funny stories, which I could totally see Ed doing this, and it would totally crack me up. Ed probably hates sitting in traffic.
Like this
guy did. And unfortunately, he was in Indonesia, so nothing good is going to come out of this for him. But he was tired of sitting in traffic, so he hacked into one of the electronic billboards and just put porn up there to watch while he was sitting in traffic. So,
about a big screen.
Yeah, that is something I could see you doing.
He put hardcore Japanese porn up on this electronic billboard.
How many car accidents were there?
I didn't say how many car
accidents.
Everyone
stopped,
just got to be looking.
But it was 10 minutes of the porn flick Watch Tokyo Hot. So we're going to have to Google that to see what that's all about.
No, I'm good.
But apparently in Indonesia, access to porn sites is blocked completely in that country.
Oh, so they were really fiending for it. Like, yeah, that was.
Yeah. So people were probably like, no, we're not going anywhere. We don't care. The traffic just opened up. We're just going to stay right here and watch it. So he could face up to 12 years in jail for it.
I think, though, if you have that capability, I thought you were going to say he hacked into, like, what's that movie with the Mini Coopers where they change the streetlights?
The
so they're
Italian
all green.
Job.
Yeah. That's what you should do with that kind of
knowledge,
smarts.
Yeah.
So what kind of interested me, though, Ed, on
how did the guy get caught is the bigger question.
Well, so it said that on the billboard, it had the login details displayed on the Videotron. Uh-huh. So is
they're
that,
begging for it.
Is that how, that's how you would hack into it? They had all the login info there.
So typically, it's just it's a private Wi-Fi network, point-to-point network,
mm-hmm.
and you just... If you when you're in proximity of it, you broadcast to it. That's how you update all the information on it.
Oh.
And by default, when it, you know a new one,
mm-hmm.
it's got the generic login. It probably comes up on the screen, and whoever initially set it up didn't bother to remove that slide.
Oh,
so
it just kept
shit.
Showing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What
and
else?
They're begging
do?
For it.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess if you're a tech person, you're probably like, "Oh, I can't pass up this opportunity." Uh-huh. Oh, I feel bad for him, but it is kind of funny. I would have liked to have been stuck in traffic with that guy. Watching some porn. Here's another interesting story that I thought was funny, and it reminded me of when my kids caught my dogs together. This cheating husband is caught having an affair with his housemaid because he got stuck inside of her. And so apparently it's called that vaginismus. I forget what it exactly
so it's
called.
Her like what? It locks
yeah,
down
so it's yeah it locks down so you know when you're having
like
an orgasm how
bull's jaw
yeah but you know how when you're having an orgasm things like really start like squeezing
throbbing
and
throb
right
yeah.
She just clamped down on his dick and apparently when you're orgasming, the guy's dick can get bigger and harder. So that was just a horrible combination. And they got stuck together.
Did she get pregnant?
It didn't say.
But I mean, that's another fear.
But that's what happens to animals. Like I had a male short hair and a female Rottweiler. And my poor son
I wanna
Joey
be on
was
you.
Like probably 5 or 6. He's like, mom. I'm like, what? He's like, the dogs are stuck together. And I'm like, what do you mean they're stuck together? And I have no idea how it happened, but they were both standing side by side, but his dick was still inside of her. Like it must have been stretched out and stuck in there. And they both look like, oh, shit. And so I'm just like calling the vet. Like, what do I do? They're like, eventually it'll go down. Don't worry. This happens.
Wait, hold on.
Like, yeah, good old Duke and Big Girl. They were getting it on. So I took
you
her.
Really
to,
named your dog Big Girl.
I adopted her and that was her name. Big Girl. She was this big, gigantic Rottweiler. Like she was scary, but she was probably the best dog I've ever had. And then Duke, his name originally was Luke, but my dad was like, that's a gay name. And he's like, Duke is better. So. He was named
Duke. What kind of dog was Duke?
Short hair. German short hair pointer.
Oh, okay. So at least they were the same size-ish.
They were the same size. And I took Big Girl to the vet and they had said, like, if it was the opposite way around where she was a short hair and got impregnated by a Rottweiler and she did get, you know, have the puppies, she probably would have needed C-sections because Rottweiler skulls are bigger than short hair skulls. I know. Interesting to think about when all these people are like breeding and making all these crazy animals.
Well, speaking of humping, when I went to Alabama when I was like 11 with my gram, we took our big video recorder because we went with my grandparents,
the big,
me and my
huge
brother.
Camera. Yeah.
And we come home and all me and my brother had filmed was these cows having sex. And my mom was like, what the fuck is this? I don't know. Oh. I thought it was funny.
You and your brother are like, this is cool. Cows
yeah, but
having
I was
sex.
Like 11 and he was like 9. Like, what is what?
Apparently Polly Walnuts needed to have the talk with you guys.
I think she yelled at her parents. Like, what were you guys letting them do?
But this poor guy and his, if, you know, whatever, squeezing lady in Africa. So I love that their news is completely different than our news because they're like, and the wife had contacted a witch doctor and this is why it happened. So then they had to take the couple.
I wanted to say, I think there's a little bit of karma in that.
Yeah. They had to take the couple back to a witch doctor that separated them. So the witch doctor,
wow.
I don't know. I thought that was funny. I'm like, ooh, she got stuck. He got stuck in that thing.
It was the maid?
It was his landlord, apparently, but she was also a housemaid. Ed, you posted this on Facebook, and I was like, okay, well, I'll bring it up on the show since Ed really...
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Yeah. I mean...
The show?
This makes me pretty angry, though. So this guy learned how to play the clarinet, Eric Abramowitz, when he was 7 years old.
He was a prodigy.
Yes. And he was award winning. He had some of the most elite teachers in Canada. He performed with Quebec Symphony Orchestra. And he was at McGill University, and he decided to apply to the world class Coburn Conservatory of Music in Los Angeles. And they offer scholarships covering tuition, room and board, living expenses. And he really wanted to study under this clarinet professor who only accepts 2 new students a year at this university. So he spent hours practicing, and he went all the way out to LA for a live audition. And he was just so confident he would be accepted. Well, weeks later, he got an email from this teacher saying that he had not been selected for the program, and he was devastated, just devastated.
Shit happens, man.
Well, here's the deal, though.
What?
2 years later, he found out that he really was accepted into the program, and that letter of denial wasn't sent by the professor, Gilad. It was sent by his ex-girlfriend.
She didn't want him to leave?
She didn't want him to leave. So she was a flute student at McGill University where
he was going.
She broke
into his computer.
Are you kidding?
Deleted the email accepting him and then created a fake account to look like it was from this guy.
Yes.
And then sent him a rejection.
That's
insane. And then spent like 6 months consoling him.
And so he sued the fuck out of her.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they gave him 300.
How do you find that out? Does it say?
Well, yeah. So here the story goes on. So he was awarded $350,000 in Canadian. So about 260,000 US in damages. That so it was a reprehensible betrayal of trust. And
that's
just
what the judge said.
Yes. Yes. So
why are we psychos? Like, why would you do something? Like that?
But it was 2 years.
Very sadly, the girlfriend's name not in the story.
No. 2 years after he thought he was rejected, though, he applied once more to study.
Right. After he was out of after he got his regular degree. Right. Right.
And the professor was like, what are you doing here? You rejected me. And he's like, no, you rejected me. So that's how he figured out what happened. And he went through and his email and figured it out that it was the ex-girlfriend. It was her information in the email.
Yeah, they found the account that she had set up, which was apparently a Gmail account.
Yeah.
And they just tried to log into it with an old password she used to use for Facebook.
And it worked.
Because they lived together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they knew each other's passwords.
Yep.
I apologize. I was dumb enough to eat a piece of jerky while we're talking
about
this.
That's okay. They're used to us chewing.
And the only email ever sent from that account was the rejection letter. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's disgusting.
She should just be killed.
Yeah, but how do you care about somebody but then destroy their dreams and then keep on dating them? Like,
to leave.
Yeah.
That's like Lifetime movie material. I didn't think those people really existed.
That is just insane. All right, are we ready for real news or fake news,
sure.
People?
Fake.
Fake, 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 fake. Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
What?
I still have something from last week we didn't get to.
What?
Talking about crazy ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
The woman with the 6,500 or 1,000.
Oh, yes.
Who got arrested.
So after a first date.
And then has a press conference or something.
Go yes. Ahead, give after a first date, yes. She sent the guy, after one date, 65,000 texts.
Yes.
65,000. I don't know that I've ever sent 65,000 texts since we've been texting.
Is it like every letter separated? Because I don't understand how you could even possibly.
I don't know. She's here in a press conference. We have audio of it.
So you're not angry with him?
No. Oh my God. No, I love him so much. I just want to love him so much, is it?
Press conference at the police station after she was arrested.
I'll go home and I'll love my ex-boyfriend. What am I supposed to do?
Has he blocked you on anything else?
No. He lets me text him and he reads all of it.
Where's home for you?
Here.
You said you
want
to go
Desert Ridge. Oh, I call home Miami just because that's where I came from.
Would you go back to Miami?
I don't. I mean, I would. If he told me to go to Miami, I would. If he doesn't. I mean, if he's not going to say. If he. Whatever he wants me to do.
She's 31 years old.
No. No.
She looks crazy.
Crazy eyes.
Call the police if you didn't stop texting.
No.
Does any of this seem kind of weird at all to you?
No.
Because in a lot of people's eyes, they see this as weird.
Mm-hmm. That's because they're selfish. They've never actually loved someone without getting anything back. The point of love is to keep giving it. That's the math equation. It's love
65,000
which is infinity, times E equals E squared, which is light. Light is forever. L equals 3. L, if love was a number, it would be 3. So it's infinity times light, which is also infinity. So it's just forward, forever forward. And if you're selfish, you can't understand that because you want something in return. He's not giving me anything in return, and I still love him anyway. That's what love is. That's what the universe is supposed to be made of.
She probably talks to Google.
I want
to
see this guy. Does he look like Thor? Because that's the only way I think I'd fall. Like,
he sent me a text on a fake number before I went to his work.
What?
How do you feel about the fact that he got you arrested?
I think it's a good idea. I think it was a good idea. If he thought it was a good idea, that means it's a good idea.
She's
not. No, no. I think he wanted to make sure I wasn't or something like that. I don't know.
And you carried a knife with you.
When?
A police report states that you had a butcher knife.
What? I never had a butcher knife. I had like little flippy knives on my way, on my road trip. People try to hurt me. I'm a single girl. I drove across America. I don't carry a butcher knife. No.
How do you know he's the one that texted you on the fake number?
Just like I know he's the one that said you guys up here.
She's crazy.
He said, Nolly, this is Carol. Are you coming to finish your prayer? And I was like, please don't tell me that this is you sending me fake text messages because you want me to come over so you can call the police on me again. But I did it. I went there because I knew it was him. He said he was looking for a doctor and a prayer, and I said nobody else would say that to me but him. So,
okay, I can't listen anymore.
Let me give you the.
Here's the thing, though. He kind of deserved it because if you look at her, she looks crazy. Like he should have never. He's probably one of those that wanted a crazy bitch, and look what you got.
Well, here's the detail. So they arrested her after finding her in his bathtub. She had met him online a year prior, but wouldn't leave him alone. She sent him about 500 messages a day, which included messages like, I want to wear your body parts and bathe in your blood. So they found a butcher knife in her car and they were charging her with threatening, stalking, and harassment. And she says, I felt like I met my soulmate and everything was just the way it was. I thought we would do.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing.
Exactly. She thought that they would just get married and everything would be fine.
So is she in a mental institution now, I hope? Or in some sort of program?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's insane.
They just arrest her. Yikes. And release her.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So last real news or fake news. Okay. Are you ready?
Fake.
Okay. So right now is about the time of the year that we all go to barbecues. Like, Ed, you might not want to finish this beef jerky after I read this story. So an Indiana woman who injected her husband with a lethal dose of heroin before smothering him with a pillow may be responsible for 9 other deaths and is suspected of serving her lover's remains to unsuspecting.
We're done.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see.
Insert a